You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Every day for breakfast and lunch. They have a dinner on Friday evenings with Mexican dishes, I think. And the menu is extensive for this place, all kinds of omelets and Belgian waffles and French toast and forth, but then lunch can include all kinds of signature sandwiches and wraps and tacos and burritos and so forth. But the place has, as I said, a big menu to choose from, and you can go on the ShakerCafe.com and see the complete menu.
I'm so happy that Bruno did this. Bruno opened up the Mad Chef a couple years ago,
yeah.
To my surprise, he closed it. I imagine it might have been the location. It might have been too recessed.
I think
into
it had
the,
a lot to do with the location. Yeah.
So he was all excited about getting something on Main Street, and I think the guy is so darn unique. In a way, his passion for food. So it's going to be neat to see how he evolves the Shaker Cafe. But what a testament to persistence.
Well, yeah. If you don't succeed once, you try again.
Yep.
Keep on going. He's going to be doing a Sunday breakfast with Santa.
All right.
On December the 20th. So you can mark that on your calendar. If you have kids, you take them for breakfast with Santa Claus on December the 20th at the Shaker Cafe.
Okay. Very good. Who else we got on Main Street you want to talk about?
Well, since Thanksgiving is all about food, or a lot about food, I only covered Bruno there with food and the others that I talked to. Cadence Cycling and Fitness is a brand new operation that is not even planning to open until December the 14th, but this Saturday they're holding a big open house to show people what they do. Indoor cycling is for people who've never done spin cycling before. It's cycling in place.
Okay.
So you get all kinds of adjustable resistance, and you can simulate a climb on a flat road or a hill or ride down a flat road or whatever, but you're doing it in place.
Right.
In the studio.
Right.
And they'll be holding, I talked to Megan Gertz, who owns the place, and she's got a lot of experience in fitness, including she's a kickboxer.
Wow.
But no small accomplishment there, but she's going to be holding free preview classes this Saturday from noon to 4 at her place there at 78 Main Street in the rear.
Okay.
Is the studio.
Or
you can go on cadenceflemington.com or on Facebook and find the operation.
Okay. Don't want to cross her. You don't pay your bill. I think you're going to meet up with a foot or something.
With a...
Yikes. All right.
I talked to, what's her name, Karen Walsh at Be Here Now Yoga. She is the yoga instructor at 63 Main, and she's arranged to have her place open, and also she's bringing in 6 or 8 additional vendors to set up tables at her place that includes nutritional supplements and skin care products and jewelry, healthy food alternatives, and all kinds of things.
Right.
So you can go and check out the yoga as well as other local businesses that don't have a shop.
Cool. And she'll de-stress you with a little yoga
go.
In the area while you're doing all your chores.
Yoga is quite popular these days.
Yep.
You find it everywhere. Be Here Now Yoga.
Be Here Now Yoga.
At 63 Main Street.
Okay.
Talk to Angelo Graziani mm-hmm. at Domolina's.
Okay.
And you can wind up your day in Flemington there and take a free horse and carriage ride up and down the streets around the town, whatever.
Neat.
And while you're waiting on your carriage, you can watch the movies. They're going to tenuously run movies, most of which have to do with Christmas, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But during the afternoon just continuously running them.
Neat. All right. So
we're going to do the carriage rides again on December the 12th and the 19th.
Okay.
You can go on domolinas.com.
Domolinas.
And check out all the... they're on Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
They're over on 915 Central Avenue.
Okay.
Off the main drag. But Flemington is a totally walkable town. You can use that's this coming Saturday to walk off your Thanksgiving turkey.
Your pecan pie. There you go.
And enjoy some music and poke around and explore.
Awesome. Awesome. Hey, I want to thank you, Al. I've had so much fun talking with you every week, and I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving. And
you as well, and everyone listening. Happy days.
All right. We'll talk to you next Monday, the last day of November.
The last day. November is fast leaving us.
Yes, it is. All right. Have a great week, and enjoy that turkey. We'll talk to you next Monday.
You too. Take care.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Al War, Business with Al, giving you insight into local business in Flemington. We're going to take a break. We'll be back with more of Good Morning Hunterdon in just a moment.
Please stand by while we try to reconnect.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studio. You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Strategy as well as plans to rewrite the Syrian constitution and hold new elections. New York Senator Chuck Schumer wants to close what he calls the terror gap in weapon sales. Schumer says 94% of the people on America's terror watch list were able to buy guns in 2013 and 2014. Schumer is pushing legislation that would ban the sale of guns and explosives to known or suspected terrorists. Police in New Orleans say 16 people are injured after a shooting at a park. The shooting happened Sunday evening in the Upper Ninth Ward. Witnesses told police that two groups of people were seen firing at each other. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I want to get my clients something for the holidays.
Well, Staples has everyday low prices on custom holiday cards and apparel.
Great. Nothing says holidays like a Dave's Pest Control t-shirt.
You are right about that.
Hey, I could even give one to my wife.
There's a thought. Not a good one, but it's a thought.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything your business needs printed. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please!
please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Commercial airline flight diverted its destination Sunday after suspicious behavior by foreign Southwest airline passengers. USA's Russ Jones.
According to the FBI, a flight en route to Los Angeles from Indianapolis diverted to Kansas City. Bridget Patton of the FBI Kansas City field office says the flight was diverted, quote, out of an abundance of caution. The FAA confirmed three passengers were deplaned and questioned, then later rebooked to continue a later flight. No explosives were found on the plane. I'm Russ Jones.
As security concerns are on the rise around the globe, the message from the Department of Homeland Security is not to give in to fear. Secretary Jay Johnson says as the holiday season approaches, Americans are encouraged to continue to travel and to go to public events and public places. Johnson spoke yesterday morning in New York City as hundreds of emergency responders took part in an active shooter drill. In the Belgian capital, the message to the public couldn't be more different. Brussels remains on a heightened terror alert with officials concerned about a serious and imminent threat. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
Walmart is getting an early start on the busiest online shopping day of the year. The world's biggest retailer will make all its Cyber Monday deals available next Sunday evening. Traditionally, merchants roll out their online deals in the early hours of the Monday after Thanksgiving. Walmart is moving its online deals up. The company will make 2,000 online-only items available beginning at 8 p.m. Eastern Time next Sunday, November 29th. Everyone's going to be looking for ways to save during Black Friday shopping. Retail Me Not suggests people do their homework and put a shopping plan in place.
Now, we call the period between Black Friday and Cyber Monday 5 days of savings. If on your holiday list you have a lot of children's toys, clothing, even office supplies, hold off till Cyber Monday. That's when you're going to be able to save the most.
That's Rebecca George. She's a shopping and lifestyle contributor with Retail Me Not. They've just launched their annual Black Friday shopping survey results and found that 55% of consumers plan to shop on Black Friday because they think they can get the best deals that day. To get ready to shop over Thanksgiving weekend, over a third of Americans plan to check coupon websites or search online for leaked ads. Some of the hot items to buy this year include televisions, Star Wars toys, and restaurant gift cards. Rebecca George with Retail Me Not says consumers think they can get the best deals on Black Friday, and research shows they're right.
You can save up to 55% off on big-ticket items. I'm talking about appliances, electronics, those high-ticketed items.
I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Good morning, Hunterdon. This is Big C coming to you from HunterdonChamberRadio.com at the studio offices of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in Flemington, New Jersey. Good morning, Hunterdon kicks off your day by providing you with local news, traffic and weather, as well as light topics through Vitamin C, Wake Up Call, and Chamber Chat. I also have many guests focusing on Hunterdon County community, business, and education. Listen to me every weekday morning from 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. on Good Morning Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. population. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
Good morning, Hunterdon. Big Z coming to you live from the Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey, just a few steps away from the old courthouse and Union Hotel of the famous Lindbergh trial. Playing Knock on Wood. This guy that I got in here does more than knock on wood. He puts together an unbelievable creation. We were just talking about it, and I'm talking about Tom Schlack, who's here with me, and he is the owner of, and he's the brains behind Schlack Furniture. And we're just talking, and it is functional art we were talking about is the best way to describe it. So let me tell you a little bit about how Tom got in here. I got a package deal. I was chasing down April Showers to have April Showers come in, the pet grooming, mobile pet grooming service. And when I was talking with April about her business, I learned that her husband Tom has been doing this for over 20 years, and so he is the owner of Schlack Furniture, and I want to welcome back in. You're an old hand at this now.
Yeah, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me again.
This is cool. So I went in after I learned about your business, and you have a website, schlackfurniture.com, and it just hits you in the face as to how striking, and that's the best word I can use to describe what you do as far as furniture is concerned. In terms of the pieces, and just in setting up our little background information before we got started here, I'm learning more and more about how unique and creative the pieces that you're making and developing and designing are. So let's start where we started, always at the beginning, and let's introduce yourself again and tell us a little bit about Schlack Furniture.
Okay, well, born and raised in Branchburg, New Jersey, currently reside in Hunterdon County, and I've been designing and building one-of-a-kind functional art pieces for over 20 years.
So you've been doing this for 20 years. You don't look like you've been doing this for 20 years, dude.
Well, it's not the age, it's the mileage. I started young.
Okay.
My career started very early. I took some woodshop classes in high school and instantly fell in love and started building my shop then and there. With the help of my parents allowing me to use their basement as a woodshop, my skills began to get honed and as well as in school. It brought me to where I am today, really.
But this is more than just putting together furniture. So where did all this come from? There's art involved. There's drawing involved. There's all the wood construction. There's the business part of it involved. Who do you attribute to all of that?
I'm really self-taught.
Okay.
Trial and error. Lots of time reading. Just really doing it and making mistakes. That's the most important thing, is learning from your mistakes and learning why you don't do something or why you do something.
Right.
Someone can teach you how to do something, but they don't always tell you why you do it or why you shouldn't do something else. Mm-hmm. And when you make those mistakes, you know exactly why or why not to do something. So that's really helped me out a lot. A lot of drawing. I spent a lot of time developing all my designs. It can take weeks to months sometimes developing a piece on paper and getting the right feel, getting that concept to really come alive. It's not just furniture.
That's clear. But now when I was reading the website again, and there was an article also, a PDF that you had about some work that you did for a specific individual. We'll be talking about that a little later. There was also a discussion about how you make the furniture hide some of its function, so it really does become an art piece. So in terms of an entertainment center, you're hiding the wiring. In terms of the standalone bar, I think is the right term, you were hiding the plumbing. And so there's a lot more that goes in, it gets into involved in creating the piece from an artistic point of view, but also removing the distraction.
Yeah.
And then engineering, right, of yeah. course. Because it's still got to do what it's got to do, hold the equipment or not destroy the equipment because of the heat, or it has to have plumbing running through it.
Absolutely, so. Yeah, there's a lot to consider. my pieces are multifunctional, really. There's a purpose behind them, whether mm-hmm. it's a wet bar or entertainment center or a dining table.
Mm-hmm.
And when you... I try to think of all the problems that may come up or occur and make it user-friendly. Mm-hmm. So, for example, with some of my pieces, when you open the doors, the lights come on automatically, so right. you don't have to turn on a switch or adjust anything. Everything's hidden. There's no switches. You don't see any wires. There's normally one plug going into the wall, and that's it. That's all you see. So all the wires for lighting or plumbing or whatever it may be, or scissor lifts or other electronics that I can tell you about later,
mm-hmm.
Everything's hidden. And sometimes even the joinery is hidden so that you don't have any distraction from the wood or from the design.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes I show off the joinery to be a part of the design itself.
Right. I guess one that comes to mind is you had it was kind of a file cabinet that where the drawers tilted out, and you could see it was a very dark wood, but then when you pulled the drawers out and they tilted out, you had a lighter wood where
right.
you would mm-hmm. see that. Again, everything that you do has a lot of contrast to it as well. You even choose the wood colors to create those contrasts, and that was evident in the entertainment center.
And they're all natural wood colors. I don't do any staining whatsoever. It's all I show off the natural beauty of these woods.
Really,
and it's amazing that the colors are out there. There's purple. There's yellow. There's black. There's white. There's everything in between. There's burls. There's heavy grain. There's there's a whole world out there
yeah.
of wood that most people have never seen, and I'm trying to showcase the beauty of nature in my work and let the wood speak for itself.
So you actually just you make sure you got the right color wood that you're looking for in your piece, and all you're doing is putting what, a varnish on them? A clear varnish or something like that?
It's like a varnish.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Excuse me for my naiveness on the furniture building business. I'm learning as we speak here. We need to take a break, Tom, and we'll be right back with more about Schlack Furniture on HunterandChamberRadio.com.
You're listening to HunterandChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use. Let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com Mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
This is Megan Jones Holt, the radio host of the Rotary Hour and president of Boxes for You. Why am I a member of the Chamber of Commerce? It can be summed up in one word: opportunities. Opportunities to market your business and yourself.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Visit njweightlossgroup.com to schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so call 855-464-THIN. That's 855-464-THIN. Or visit njweightlossgroup.com. That's njweightlossgroup.com. They can't wait to see you look great.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, I have Tom Schlack here from Schlack Furniture, and every time we go on break, my head's about to explode based on what he's telling me about all that he does for this business. Tom, We started out talking about the fact that you've been doing this for 20 years. All the things that you're doing, you're the designer, you're the builder, you're working with art, you're working with engineering, you're working with obviously knowledge of the function of pieces and trying to avoid some of the pitfalls of past pieces that other people have done that don't hide the function as well as you do. And then you're telling me all about these electronics that you're throwing in. That wasn't enough, right? So now you got your wife in another business. You're kind of doing the back office for that. Sleep is pretty much something you're going to do sometime in later in life or something like that.
I'm 7 days a week.
Obviously.
It's been that way for many,
obviously.
Many years.
It's obvious. 20 years. How has the business evolved over the 20 years?
Well, the designs and concepts have really evolved.
Mm-hmm.
I never set out to really do this. This is something that it kind of chose me. I'm really lost for words. How it's where it's come from. I'm very lucky to have had the support that I've had.
Mm-hmm.
Friends and family and clients that really believed in my work,
right,
and allowed me to take it to this level.
So you've been doing this all by yourself. You don't really get any help. You're the one that's doing it. If you're sick, you're sick. If you're not, you're not.
And, that's right.
And it's interesting that it's obviously a high-end business because the amount of customization that you do requires that. From an efficiency point of view, and I'm an efficiency guy, I see somebody who's doing art on a design table while they could be, quote, building somewhere else. But you have so much care and concern for the piece from start to finish. Doesn't seem like you found anybody that you can trust that will take on that same role.
No. Okay. Each piece that I design and do, I make it challenging on purpose. I push myself. Looking through my pieces, and if they were dated, right, you can see some kind of evolution of difficulty, I guess you could say, in manipulation of the wood. And I specialize in bending wood. So anything that you see that's bent or curved, I've bent it. So it's not only taking a solid chunk of wood and carving something out of it, it's taking it and doing what I want with it and allowing the grain to flow through the piece rather than stop at a right joint. And it's also more, it's structurally stronger when you have the grain, you know, flow through a piece instead of having a joint there. So
sure.
And in doing that, you have to build your own tools. You have to build jigs in order to do all this. So I have to build a prototype and a project before I can actually even get started building the piece.
You're a tool and die guy as well. A scientist, artist, a researcher. Wow, okay.
Of research, yeah.
I got one more question about what's going on at home before we really get into oil. Now, you got two businesses going on, and you're obviously full-fledged into this one, plus you got your helping April get hers off the ground and running. How do you guys cope with all that at home? I mean, is there ever a break?
No. I think I've been on one or two vacations in my life, and
you were still looking at wood, I bet.
Yeah, it's always on my mind. When I go to bed at night, when I wake up in the morning, I'm thinking about what process I'm going to be doing, just designing, whatever it may be.
Mm-hmm.
Teamwork, time management.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a great wife. I mean, she's been supportive. That's why I married her. I showed her some of my work, and she loved it, and I fell in love with her.
Mm-hmm.
And she's always been there for me, and likewise me for her. And time management is really the key. She has her chores, if you will, that have to get done with the business, and I have mine.
Mm-hmm.
Having Schlack Furniture Design is all my responsibility, so that it can get hard. There is I make a lot of sawdust, so you've got to leave time to clean it all up, and I'm a stickler for having things organized, so I'm constantly taking tools out, putting them away, getting prepared for the next step.
Sure.
And it would be nice to have a little help doing that. But wow. Other than that, it's tough to bring somebody in. It's like a painter with an artist. He's doing the painting.
Mm-hmm.
It's tough to kind of let somebody else come in and do the work. I love working with the wood as well. I mean, designing, working with it, engineering, the problem solving that goes into it.
Mm-hmm.
I probably enjoy that the most, running into problems and then finding an answer. That's a constant in what I do.
Right. Wow. Do you just wake up and go, gee, I'd like to try and bend some wood into a table or bend a chair into a certain way that I've never seen it before? How do you just, where do your ideas come from?
That's another trick question here for me, just because I purposely haven't studied furniture.
Mm-hmm.
I like it to come from within.
Mm-hmm.
I want to design furniture that's never been done before. So, yeah, I'll wake up and say, I wonder how I can make the wood do something it doesn't want to do. In my latest piece I'm working on now, and in pieces in the past, but this one is far beyond what I've even done in the past, with compound bending. So it's bent in two planes. This particular piece has two compound tapered curves meeting each other at a single point. And making all that work is time-consuming, and it taxes the brain at times. Mm-hmm. And then you multiply that times six because it has six legs, and bringing that all together right. on an oval so they're not hitting each spot at the same exact point as if it were a circle. It gets difficult at times, yeah.
All right, we have to take a break because I need my mind to just rest. All right, we're going to take a break, do the news, do the weather. We'll be back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture after these messages. You're listening to Big C. Good morning, Hunterdon, HunterdonChamberRadio.com.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
USA Radio News. I'm Ron Taylor. A top contender for the Republican presidential nomination is opposed to a bill that would keep people on the terrorist watch list from buying guns.
I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment, and I don't want to deprive people unnecessarily of that. There needs to be better due process.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ben Carson said it's not fair to restrict the Second Amendment rights of people on the list since it's unclear how some got there. Tensions remain high in the Belgian capital city today. Officials say a high terror alert is still in place and indicates a, quote, serious...
You're listening to HuntedonChamberRadio.com.
...arrested 16 people yesterday as part of raids in the country, but say at least one terrorist connected...
You're listening to HuntedonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber...
...the busiest online shopping day of the year. The world's biggest retailer will make all its Cyber Monday deals available next Sunday evening. Traditionally, merchants roll out their online deals in the early hours of the Monday after Thanksgiving. Walmart is moving its online deals up. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Welcome to Staples. Hi, Staples guy. Just back from my accountant's office. I have to tighten my budget.
Staples has super low prices every day on everything for your business.
Really?
It'll satisfy the stingiest CPA.
Mine's a real Scrooge.
Yay, Sam.
No, his name's Scrooge. Dave Scrooge.
Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, plus free shipping at staples.com. Get more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Musicians, singers, songwriters, whether you're creating new music, recording, or performing live, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, save up to 20% on select gear to bring out your best. Like the inspiring tone of a Martin acoustic electric guitar, just $449. Select Dario acoustic guitar strings, buy one, get one free. Or an acoustic amplifier with digital FX for both guitar and vocals, just $129. This weekend is your chance to save on everything you need to make music. Guitar Center's singer-songwriter savings is going on now. Don't miss it.
GOP presidential candidate Marco Rubio is out with his first television ad. And as USA's Richard Strong tells us, it's very, very different.
There's not much we can say about the way the ad was shot because it's just Rubio against a black background the whole time. But the script is definitely not the usual primary fare.
This is a civilizational struggle between the values of freedom and liberty and radical Islamic terror.
Ad buyers for Rubio have already reserved 1,900 spots, a total of almost $3 million in television ads in New Hampshire alone. The commercials start December 1st. And even the ending is different.
I'm Marco Rubio. I approve this message because there can be no arrangement or negotiation. Either they win or we do.
I'm Richard Strong, USA Radio News.
There's a new scare for Chipotle fans. An outbreak of E. coli linked to restaurants in the Northwest has now spread to six states. This is USA Radio News.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-479-2697. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-479-2697.
A member of the Washington Redskins thinks referees in yesterday's blowout loss to the Carolina Panthers had it out for them because of their controversial name. Defensive end Jason Hatcher told reporters after Washington's 44-16 loss in Charlotte that they shouldn't be singled out and no one should, quote, worry about the name. He says he's frustrated by it and that the players shouldn't be punished for it. Hatcher says every game, calls should be made in the Redskins' favor, but they go the other way. If you're over 50 and have spent a lot of time in the sun, you might be seeing age spots. Dr. Melissa Pulang with the Cleveland Clinic says anyone can develop the brownish marks on their skin, but some are more prone than others.
It's people who've had a lot of sun damage and who are older, fair-skinned individuals are most prone.
Age spots are also sometimes called liver spots, and they appear as light brown, tan, or dark brown patches on your skin. They develop when melanin, which gives your skin its color, becomes clumped or is produced in high concentrations in the skin. They're most common in areas exposed to the sun, like the face, back of the hands, forearms, chest, and shoulders. Dr. Melissa Pulang of the Cleveland Clinic says it's never too late to start wearing sunscreen.
You can get over-the-counter products that are marketed to lighten the skin, so they often contain ingredients like hydroquinone or glycolic acid. You have to be aware those can be irritating to the skin.
Dr. Melissa Pulang with the Cleveland Clinic. And a reminder, you can always check with your healthcare physician if concerns develop. With more online at westernjournalism.com, I'm Ron Taylor, and this is USA Radio News.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today. All right, we're back. It's 9:35. I have Tom Schlack from Schlack Furniture here, and we've been talking a little bit about all the background of his business, but now we're going to talk more about what actually goes on and some of his creations in his business. Before I do that, though, when I was talking with you about April's business, I happened to mention that I saw the article about Tim Andrews on your website. And when I mentioned it, I saw a unique emotional reaction to it, very positively. So why don't you tell us a little bit about why Tim Andrews is important to you and your business?
Well, without Tim, I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. At least not at this point. His appreciation for my work has really put me where I'm at today. Mm-hmm. He's been a great supporter, a fantastic client, someone that understands what I'm doing and wants me to take it to that level. Mm-hmm. So, you know, finding someone like that is very special. He is that for me. Yeah.
Yeah. And so he's, if I could summarize it, he's a client, but he's also a client in the fact that he's a huge supporter of your business. So he's, how many pieces have you created for him?
Oh, I think I'm at 5 right now.
Mm-hmm.
And working on 6.
Working on 6. And it did highlight, I think there was about 2 or 3 in the article that he was talking about, and it did highlight why, and that's where I was getting some of my
understanding and appreciation for what you do, because he was talking about it almost like it was more than just somebody sitting on the sidelines looking at it. There was a lot of appreciation in what you did in terms of those pieces. Let's go through some of your creations. What have you done that you'd like to highlight? And tell us a little bit about the challenges and the uniqueness of them while you're doing it.
Okay. Well, really having a problem to solve gets the creative juices going.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, to start with the wet bar I did for Tim, he approached me, and at this point he had been in the house, I think, a couple of years, and the old owners had a wet bar, and there was plumbing coming out of the wall, and it was just kind of hanging there, and he had some thoughts and wanted to do something with that and put a wet bar in.
Mm-hmm.
So I took that and went to the drawing board, literally, and came up with a design that was a freestanding piece of furniture. I don't like to do anything built in or any kind of, you know, cabinetry like that. I like to do freestanding furniture.
Mm-hmm.
So with that piece, the main challenge, although it is on legs, I think it's 3 feet off the ground, and a fully functional wet bar, along with those engineering challenges of designing something that could withstand the weight of having, the wine and the liquor and the granite that's in it and everything else that went into it,
mm-hmm.
Was the particular wood that I used. It's a special cut. It's Australian figured lace wood, and it's a quarter sawn cut. And that gives you the look that it has, these heavy rays and this two-tone effect in the wood.
Right.
And finding enough of that and laying it out was a massive challenge. Having an exotic wood is not easy to come by. So with that piece, that was a big challenge.
Mm-hmm.
A display cabinet I had done out of bloodwood. I always try to work with woods that I haven't worked with before, as well as woods that I know very well. And this particular wood is very gummy when you work with it, and it likes to twist and move, and it doesn't stay stable. So controlling that,
mm-hmm.
into flat boards that are the thickness I want and all the joinery that went into it was an enormous challenge that I didn't want to give up on. There was a time where I wanted to change the species just because it was just giving me such a hard time.
Sure.
But I stuck with it, and it is what it is today.
Mm-hmm.
Dining table I did, dining table and chairs. Tim had asked me to design a table for him. He does a lot of entertaining, and everybody seems to end up in the kitchen. They like that counter height.
Right.
So his thought was to do a high dining table, something at kitchen counter height with a bar stool style chair. And when I started doing the design, I felt that it was important, if you're fine dining, to have your feet on the ground.
Right.
So I wanted to come up with something that we can have the best of both worlds. And what I developed was a table that, when you hit a switch, the table raises from 30 to 37 inches.
Mm-hmm.
Then the chairs then incorporate into the tabletop itself, giving you a seamless waterfall effect from the top down the sides.
Mm-hmm.
It's a round table. And another element that I added to that was a safety mechanism, where I call it a smart table. I gave it a brain. I designed all the electronics for this piece, where the table knows when the chairs get near it, and it cuts the power off to the system, making it taking away the ability to raise or lower the table.
Mm-hmm.
So this is something that, you know, I try to think of everything that could possibly happen, and then build that into the furniture. So if I'm going to have something going up and down and chairs going in and out, I wanted, mm-hmm. to make sure that there was something there that won't ruin the furniture and all the work right. that I put into
sure,
it.
Sure. Now, this table was, again, I keep using the word striking, and I'm sorry I don't have another adjective for you. It took me about 3 minutes to look at that table, and there was something that was kept hitting my curiosity button, and it was that the front leg of the table was the color of the pedestal of the table, almost to a point where it was an optical illusion. Can you talk a little bit about those chairs and why you did that?
Well, you know, the chairs, they took quite some time to develop just because of the design of the table mm-hmm. and the chairs then incorporating into the table. There was a lot of things to consider, mm-hmm. and they became a three-legged chair from a four-legged chair just for the fact that when the chairs get so close to the table, four legs would be hitting each other.
Right.
So we have these things that evolve and develop that, you know, I don't want to say it happens by accident, but that's my favorite piece is the dining table and chairs. Mm-hmm. And having something so unique like a three-legged chair, although it may not sound stable, is extremely stable and extremely comfortable. Everything is hand-carved. The seat, it's a wooden seat. Mm-hmm. The back, I tried to make it as ergonomically correct as possible. And I had the privilege of dining in those chairs after the table was completed. I was invited over for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we must have been at the table for over 3 hours just talking.
Right.
And it was comfortable the whole time. So it's nice to, mm-hmm. to be able to... you know, take a piece to that level to make a wooden seat seem like it's an upholstered seat.
Right. One of my pet peeves always has been when you go having dining, some of the chairs are just not that comfortable and everybody eats and just gets up and walks away. And so I can certainly appreciate that you're trying to make it a place for people to gather and stay because that's where a lot of business and relationships are built. Where do you get your materials from? Where do you learn about all these materials?
Well, it's I get them from all over the world. Mm-hmm. I have a couple of dealers that I deal with domestically that are my favorites. That I've built a relationship with them, and they know what I want and what I'm looking for. And I pick and choose every single piece of wood that comes through my studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do that sometimes by pictures over the internet, or I'll just make a long trip out to whatever mill I have to go to and pick each individual piece.
Mm-hmm.
It's time consuming, but it's important to know what you're getting. Wood's a living, breathing material. You've heard of expansion and contraction in wood. Well,
sure.
That's something you also have to consider when engineering and designing a piece of furniture is the wood. And all woods are different. They all move and breathe different. So making sure that I pick the right wood for the piece, it takes time and research. And, you know, I'm happy to do that. It's a lot of fun for me.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture right after this.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325.
You've got a friend. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HunterdonChamberRadio.com app today.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families.
Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, Celebrant Officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the Chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
All right, we're back with Tom Schlack of Schlack Furniture, and boy, I tell you, this is an education I am getting here. Tom, when we left, we were talking about your creations, but throughout the whole discussion for the last 45 minutes, you've been foreshadowing the amount of work and the amount of process that goes into your work, and I understand that each piece is different, but in general, could you just give me an understanding so you can raise my expectations as to if I ask you to come in and do a piece, what is the process and how long does it really take you to do it?
Sure. Well, of course, it depends on the piece and the scale, but we start off with the problem, which would be you need a table or there's a space that needs to be filled. I come and measure. The space that I need to fill, the client would let me know what basically they're looking for, and the needs of the piece, whether it have to hold something or whatever that may be, a TV or the wet bar or whatever it may be. From that point, I get started on drawing. And kind of letting the mind go wild.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
USA Radio News, I'm Melody Burkett. Police in Indiana have a teenager in custody in connection with the murder of a pastor's pregnant wife. Indianapolis police say 18-year-old Larry Taylor was arrested and charged with the murder of 28-year-old Amanda Blackburn. WXIN-TV reports two other suspects have been detained and are being held on parole violations. The three reportedly refer to themselves as the Kill Gang. The Department of Homeland Security is telling Americans not to give in to fear. However, New York Congressman Peter King tells Fox News people should continue to be vigilant.
We don't know what we don't know, but considering the world we live in, I would say that right now we can't be hiding, we can't be running because, you know, we have spotted threats in the past.
Secretary Jay Johnson says as the holiday season approaches, Americans are encouraged to continue to travel and to go about public events and public places despite rising fears about security in Europe. This is U.S.
USA Radio News. I'm Melody Burkett.
Hurry into Sam's Club on Black Friday, and you'll find incredible savings on hot holiday gifts and more. Get a 58-inch Vizio Smart TV for just $6.98. And save $50 on a PS4 or Xbox bundle for just $299. Plus, we've got an NRB Bluetooth speaker for under $25. Don't miss out. Black Friday deals all weekend. Doors open at 7 a.m. Friday or shop starting Thanksgiving Day at samsclub.com. Join and save. Sam's Club. Life is better in the club. Pricing valid through Sunday, November 29 while supplies last. See club for details.
Kohl's stores open Thursday at 6 p.m. featuring Black Friday doorbusters. In-store only, limited quantity, limited time. Like 50% off toys.